This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Government has approved the continuation of the integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Toor, Udad and Masoor pulses under price support scheme, equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, MSMEs. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later, addressing the media in Mumbai, the finance minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs. The minister highlighted that India now has an environment where investments are yielding good returns. India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged a growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industries data released today, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April-January in current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were at around $602 billion. Merchandise trade deficit during this period was at around $243 billion. India's smartphone exports surged by 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from their Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding figure of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. The minister was addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi. Mr. Pradhan further said that a separate foundation will be laid to foster research across the country. He added that the government envisions the creation of Anusandhan National Research Foundation and an interest-free loan of 1 lakh crore rupees is available for the Indian industry. BJP's Legislative Party meeting is expected to be held in New Delhi on 19th of this month. All the newly elected BJP MLAs, along with senior leaders of the party, will participate in the meeting. According to party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting, and the swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on the 20th of this month at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi. A meeting of Delhi BJP leaders was also held in New Delhi today. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a 2 days official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. Senior American and Russian officials, including the country's top diplomats, will hold talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. The talks mark another step by the Trump administration to reverse U.S. policy on isolating Russia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.